Good afternoon. This is Jeremy with Sissel Christmas Tree Farm and the Christmas Tree Farming Podcast. It is now the first couple days of February. I want to give a little update on what we've been doing around the tree farm here for January. Weather's been pretty cold. Lots of snow, lots of ice here in central Kentucky. But we did still get some work done. As we've been talking about, we did finally get our first hoop house, greenhouse built in January. It was maybe the first week in January we ended up getting that built. It is a 30-foot wide by 84 feet long. High tunnel hoop house, I guess you could say. It is the rounded type structure, not the Gothic roof type structure. It's pretty good. We like it. We got a lot of work to do. What we've been working on is the irrigation, setting up the irrigation lines in the greenhouse. Initially, I put irrigation down the center. Looked up some sprinkler heads that we're going with the wobbler type from irrigation from the top. The sprinkler head actually said 30-foot radius for the ones that we were looking to buy. None of this stuff's really, I guess, really that expensive. It's just getting what you need and getting it installed. But after installing the line down the middle with hopes that we could cover the entire 30-foot span, I think it was covering maybe 20 feet. It was probably going 20 feet total. So it was leaving 8 to 10 feet near the wall that wasn't getting touched. Now, two things there. It could be the main water line that I have coming into the irrigation into greenhouse isn't good enough or big enough, and it's getting restricted there a little bit. But that's kind of going to be a mainstay for me. So really, all I can really do now is I had run three big sprinkler heads down the middle. Each one has its own shutoff valve. I'm going to move that row to the right side, and I'm going to end up just putting in two rows instead of one row down the middle to cover the whole greenhouse. I'm going to run two rows, one down, I guess you could say, the outside third, and one on the right, and then one on the left side, outside third, and then turn off the valves on the ones that we don't need to use until we fill the whole greenhouse up. We've started putting pallets in. Got the floor in. It's just a fabric floor. Got pallets coming in. We did receive our load from our the place that we get all of our stuff from is a horticultural supply store, which they can still get a lot of the forestry products that we need. So we got all of our pots and trays and web flats. I think we've talked about it in the past. We're doing everything with peat pods and peat pots and all that stuff, so that we don't have a lot of plastic and don't have to worry about the plastic. And when we give things to people, the plants are air pruning out of the peat pots and peat plugs, so that they have a lot denser fibrous roots instead of just like bare root seedlings. So that's underway. In December and January, we started cold stratifying seeds for all the landscape trees that we typically grow from seed. As well, now we're stratifying some of the Christmas tree seed and seedlings that we are also going to grow, which is Canaan's and Nordman's. We've got some hybrid chestnut seeds that we're going to sell to some people around here that actually want some hybrid chestnuts. We actually got these from they're a Dunstan chestnut, which is really just a brand name for a hybrid chestnut that is blight resistant and nuts sometime after 5 or 6 years. So that we're going to grow those. We're going to grow a couple hundred of those as well. What else have we got going on my list here? We got a spring planting order for the greenhouse. I already talked about that. Oh, we got what we use for our media here for planting everything. I use ProMix BX, the kind that comes with the mycorrhizal inoculant. that is primarily an endo mycorrhizal inoculant. I've been told it has a little ecto in it, but for the most part, it's endo mycorrhizal, which doesn't have a huge impact or any impact on trees. But that's just what we get, and it's pretty much the same price, so we just get that. So we get big bales of that. I forget exactly what the cubic feet on those are, but they're heavy. It's a compressed bale of peat, Pro Mix and Perlite and everything. It's like 60 pounds a bale. We get about 20 bales every year to use for potting media. I also get dump bed loads of pine bark fines that we get either from the horticultural supply store, or we share a load with a local greenhouse that gets the pine bark fines from Georgia. The plugs just use Jiffy. I think Jiffy is the brand, and we also have another one. I think they're just primarily peat and perlite and all that inside of the little plug. But when we transplant everything, I do a mixture of Pro Mix and the pine bark fines, primarily because the pine bark fines makes the pot a lighter, and the Pro Mix tends to hold water a lot longer. So it's just a good mixture. It is a bit more expensive, and I know a lot of transplant nurseries that just use pine bark fines and they don't use any Pro Mix at all when they transplant. I use a little bit of both. Talked about greenhouse irrigation. Only other thing that I've been working on in January, we had a little bit more maintenance to do, sharpening tools and replacing some wheels on a disc. Had to do that. Also buying our pre-emergent and fertilizer for the year. I had some left over from last year. I know a few guys have tried to reach out and get fertilizer. My fertilizer cost went up by about 30% from last year. I get ammonium sulfate. I get it in the flakes, which is put into, I say water dispersible. I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but it dissolves in water. That's the fertilizer that I use here. I get it either in 50-pound bags or we get it in a tote. But no matter which way we wanted to get it, it went up about 40% for whatever we bought. Pre-emergent doesn't seem to be going up yet, but if you fertilize, I use pre-emergent. We'll use flumioxin and prodiamine. The first week of March, I will lay down one of those products, and in that mixture is also a little bit of ammonium sulfate. I use ammonium sulfate in the tank every time we spray. Anytime we spray anything, I use ammonium sulfate in the tank with whatever herbicide or pre-emergent we're using. And then the third week of March, we'll use the other product with ammonium sulfate as well. And then we actually mix in a little bit of glyphosate in that third week of March as well, just to knock back anything that may have germinated already so it'll hit it. All of this still pre-bud break here in central Kentucky. I don't have anything else. Looking forward to planting this season. We are full steam ahead with creating seedlings and plugs for the future. We have we will plant and transplant upwards of about 20,000 seedlings and plugs this year to have some of that for sale next year, but really about 2 years away. So that's the big work that's going on around here. As far as the Christmas tree farming side, the U-cut side of that, for spring, we will plant 750 Christmas trees of varying varieties, and we'll talk more about that in the spring when we start planting what we got coming in. I've talked to previously, if you go back and listen to some of our other spring podcasts last year, a little bit has changed. We've narrowed our focus onto probably three different species of trees that we're now seeing really do the best in our environment here. And from talking to other people, it seems to be, what a lot of people like. It's not, some of the stuff we do here is not as common as what we see in other farms near us, but, works for us. If anybody's got any questions, you can find us on Sissel Christmas Tree Farm on Facebook and Sissel Christmas Tree Farm on Instagram. If anybody has any ideas or suggestions, they want to know about anything that we do or just our opinion on anything, just let me know. Talk to you guys next time.